For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, Shirley, you know, there's a lot going on right now with pastors and, you know, Drewski came out and did his thing. You know, they're going through a lot. So right now is not the time. You know, this is the time right now to show some sympathy, you know, to be respectful. Right now, you know, it's a time for that, to be respectful. So I thought I would just go in my archive and just go on and ask, how much in the collection plate, Pastor? How much? Too far?
None of your business, yes.
How much in the collection plate, Pastor? That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking.
Does he owe you that explanation?
No.
Hey, you know what? I think all churches need to have an open book. We ought to be able to see what the numbers are. What we doing? How is the church looking? What's wrong with that?
How are you asking the pastor this question?
Say what? How much in the collection plate, Pastor? Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Pastor Hayes.
This is he.
Pastor Hayes, how you doing? This is Brother Lonnie Thompson. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How can I help you today?
Pastor, I'm actually one of your members at the church, and I want to just commend you that you're doing a good job the way you are displaying safety. Let me say that first and foremost.
Okay, cool. Thank you. You know, we just want everybody to be safe and healthy. And your name again?
Brother Lonnie Thompson.
Okay, and Brother Thompson, I'm kind of about to be in the middle of dinner. How can I help you, brother?
Well, here's what I wanted to ask you, man. Paz, I want to ask you this. I know you know a lot of people are going through different things, and people are, you know, trying to make sure they keep food and stuff in the house because, you know, time like this, you know, you kind of want to stay put, but you want to make sure you got enough food and water and things like that. So, but what I wanted, my reason for calling you is I wanted to ask you, how much money do we have in the account?
Come again?
The church account. How much money do we have in there?
Brother, what do you say your name was again, brother?
My name is Brother Lonnie Thompson.
Okay, Brother Thompson, how did you get my personal cell phone number to be calling me at home this time of day?
Well, I got this number from one of the brothers at the church.
What brother at the church? Because they know not to give my personal number out to people I don't know. Are you a
I'm a member, though. I'm a member.
Okay, well, how long you been a member? Because I've been pastor this church for 10 years, and your name ain't familiar to me. How long you been a member at my church?
I've been a member probably going on 3 years now. But I ain't been since, you know, since that day I joined. I kind of got caught out there. You know how it go.
Wait. So you've been a member of my church 2 or 3 years. You ain't been to the church in 2 to 3 years. Are you calling me to ask me about finances of my church? I don't understand what you're looking for.
Well, I am a member, so I mean, don't I have the right to know what we got in the account?
No, actually, you don't. You don't have the right to that question if you don't actively come to the church. You can't come to the church, sign up for church, and then call me 3 years later asking me what we got going on at the church. So I need to understand, what is your purpose? What are you trying to do?
Well, like I say, everybody going through hard times, I'm trying to see what we got in there. Because, you know, I need to pick up a few things from the store. I don't have the money right now, but shouldn't I be able to lean on my church, though?
You can lean on us. We've done a lot of stuff in the community. We've been feeding the elderly. We got a food bank. We've been cash apping people some money that when we can. But you ain't been at this church in 3 years. You can't call me after 3 years and think I'm about to give you some money for something. I don't even know if you're a real member.
I am a real member. I'm a real member. So hold on, Pastor. Hold on.
No, you hold on. What? Boy, look here. I'm trying to sit down and have dinner with my family. You sitting here on my last nerve. Look here, Brother Thompson. I don't know you. I ain't never heard of you. You am not about to call here and try to get some money out of me. And you ain't even a member of the church. You can't.
I am a member of the church.
Because you come to the church one time and you ain't been back in 3 years. And you come to me for some money.
I am a member.
Gave your mama. You are not a member of this church, sir. You,
I am a member of the church. Look, let me tell you something. I know this ain't no.
No, Mr. Thompson, let me tell you where. You can't join my church 2 or 3 years ago and call me 3 years later, get my number from somebody and ask me for money because you're going through hard times. Now, if you was a true member of the church, you'll understand how we work and how we give money to people that's struggling. I just delivered 40 meals today to our elderly, huh? Last week we cashed out people money to go pick up groceries. Apparently,
well, do you need my cash app then? Do you need my cash?
Boy, you gonna make me cuss. You ain't even tithing. So how you not tithing and think you?
I told you I have fell on bad times. Didn't I say I fell on bad times?
You fell on bad times for 3 years.
Hey, you know, it takes longer for some people, okay? Why are you judging me in opposed to trying to figure out how to cash app me
because
so I can get on?
You're not a member of my church. I don't know if you some scam artist trying to get money from the church, sir. I have never met you. I don't know you. Matter of fact, I'm about to call up the deacons to see who you are and why they would give my number to some boy to call me and ask me for some money.
Hey, let me say this to you. If you don't cash app me, then I'm finna let all the members, I know our church ain't no mega church. You know, we got 300-400 members. I already know. So, but I would let every member know that you're not cash apping me to help me in a time of need. I will do that.
Hey, Brother Thompson, you can let them know. You can Facebook it, Instagram it. You can put it on that TikTok and tag me in it. I ain't giving you a dime. I don't know you. I ain't never heard of you. Matter of fact, you need to get off my phone. I got dinner with my wife about to go on, man, and I ain't got time to be going back and forth with you. I need to know who gave you my number so I can call them up and tell them, don't be giving my number out to some stranger who ain't been our church in 2 to 3 years and gonna ask me for some money, some cash out. Boy, if you don't get off this phone, who gave you my number?
Okay, so let me ask you something. So you know Deacon Marvin Dillard?
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
I know Deacon Marvin. Yeah, what about him?
Do you know he listens to the radio every morning?
Yeah.
He's listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Pastor Hayes, you just got pranked by your boy, Deacon Marvin.
Boy, see, and that's why Deacon Marvin about to get kicked off the board. Boy, you got me out here in my yard. Yeah. My neighbors looking at me like I'm crazy. They know I'm a pastor on the block. Boy, you almost made me cuss. You can't be doing that during this time, man.
Pastor, you all right, man?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. Baby, everything good. My wife done came out here, boy. And you don't want her to set it off.
You don't want the first lady to go off. Okay.
Man. But nah, we taking care of our church, man. We feeding them, sending the money, man. Delivering meals, man. Making sure everybody good during this time.
That's good, man.
Steve Harvey Morning Show with that ignorant nephew, Tommy.
And there you have it. That would be from the nephew. Thank you. That goes out to all the pastors out there across the country. We love y'all. Keep your head up. This too shall pass. All right? This too shall pass. Yes. In the words of Drewski, get your hands off my car. Okay, you can pay your tax.
That thing was funny to me, man.
I know. You've got to have a sense of humor. It was.
Well, when that boy came across that congregation, hoisted up like that.
What?
Hey, catch the nephew live. That would be Valentine's weekend. Mm-hmm. That would be 13, 14, and 15. Levity Live, baby. That's Nyack, New York. That's West Nyack. The nephew is in town, all right? That is Valentine's weekend, 13, 14, and 15. Tickets on sale right now.
All right, nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.